Hello, everybody. I am Bill Buckmaster. This is The Buckmaster Show. It's Monday, August the 13th, 2012. Hope you had a great weekend in spite of the heat. It was 98 degrees at 9 a.m. this morning. As we get ready to push toward a record of 110 or beyond. Home of The Buckmaster Show, AM 1030 KVOI, Tucson's intelligent voice. We're streaming our show live at buckmastershow.com and kvoi.com. And you can hear our programs on any one of four venues now, 24/7, anywhere in the world. TucsonSentinel.com has the program available for us. Our website, buckmastershow.com, TucsonCitizen.com, and the Green Valley News and Saharita Sun. There is a link on their homepage to our homepage, so that makes it easy for you. So there are now four places to find The Buckmaster Show on your particular schedule. We're live during the noon hour each weekday. We'll get things rolling with the Monday Political Face-Off. Our Monday Political Face-Off features today commentators Vince Ribago and John Munger. 30 minutes past the hour, a new public service campaign from Tucson Fire. The campaign is titled Do Something. Those are words that first responders unfortunately hear all too often in the summertime. Then we'll close out the show with Republican Tanner Bell. Mr. Bell is a candidate for Pima County Supervisor in District 3. He is challenging longtime incumbent Sharon Bronson. We encourage you to be part of the conversation. 790-2040 for the Buckmaster Show live line. Perhaps you will like to weigh in on the selection of Paul Ryan as the vice presidential choice for the Republican Party. That will be our lead topic today on the face-off. If you've got an opinion on it, we'd like to hear from you. We do begin the political face-off now with commentator John Munger, Tucson attorney and former Republican candidate for Arizona governor in 2010. That same year, Vince Ribago was running as a Democrat for Arizona Attorney General. The Monday political face-off, sponsored by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, family-owned and run since 1985. Moe's specializing in custom frame mirrors, art for your walls, picture framing and hanging services and hanging systems. Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing at Fort Lowell and Dodge and at moesgallery.com. Vince and John, how are you gentlemen doing today?
Good.
Doing well.
Good
doing well. Both. Great to be here.
How are you staying cool there, Vince?
Well, we're here staying cool inside of the studio. That's the number one rule. Stay cool today. Keep your pets cool. It's going to be a hot one.
Yeah, actually dangerous heat when it gets to be this kind of 110 and beyond. Vince, we'll begin with you. Democrats seem to be happy with the choice of Paul Ryan. Are you happy?
Well, you know, what I'm glad to see is that it really is going to put a spotlight on the two different visions for this country. One of the big problems that Mitt Romney's campaign has suffered from is a vagueness to a fault. No specifics, vagaries, we're going to fix this, we're going to fix that. We know in the primaries on, like, let's say, for example, immigration, he was willing to commit then and say, you know, I will veto any Dream Act. But then when he's actually running for president and is the nominee, he doesn't give any details. No, we're going to fix it somehow. So it's been one of the vaguest presidential campaigns in recent memory. And so what's amazing, and I think why Democrats, and probably, you know, John will be happy as well, is that he has now jumped into overdrive by picking Paul Ryan, who is famous for one thing, and that is a budget that devastates the poor and the middle class in this country. And so he's embraced someone for their, you know, obviously he thinks he believes in the ideas of Paul Ryan. He wants him to be on the campaign because this man would be the president if Mitt Romney got elected and somehow, you know, had to step down. And this is a person who's famous for this devastating budget, so devastating that Newt Gingrich called it right-wing social engineering. And Newt Gingrich was the leader of the revolution in 1994. So if you have Newt Gingrich calling the ideas that Paul Ryan has put forth, these policy ideas, as a radical right-wing social engineering, it shows that you can either cater to the rich and have these radical economic policies that have gotten us nowhere in the past, or you can try to move this country forward to help the middle class, help the average working person in this country.
Here's John Munger. What do you think, John?
Well, I agree with Vince that it's very exciting to have the issues so clearly drawn between the two different visions of the country. I want to point out an error that I think Vince innocently made. The reference by Newt Gingrich to right-wing social engineering was to a prior plan that that Paul Ryan had for Medicare, where he was going to do an immediate transfer to a voucher system. He's modified that plan, and he has joined in that plan on the Medicare system with one of the major Democratic senators, Senator Wyden from Oregon. So it's really the Wyden-Ryan Medicare plan, which makes sure that all Medicare, current Medicare recipients, in fact, people down to age 55 or above, have no change in the program. And actually below that age, you'd still have the option. You'd just have more options. You could select the current Medicare program, or you could select private programs. So it's a great, you know, we should be a country of options and opportunities, still maintaining the current system for those who want it, and that's what this does. This Medicare plan, incidentally, Bill, came out of the Clinton Commission in 1998. I mean, Bill Clinton was one of the prime movers in this same Medicare reform plan. If we don't reform Medicare, we're not going to have it for too many years. It's going to run out of funding in 12 years, and that's not good. We need to reform it in order to preserve it, and to reform it to keep it also so it's available for all people 55 or over in its current form, and available for those under that in its current form or private options. So it's a great plan. I want to say that at least Paul Ryan and Romney have a plan. The president has no plan. The Democrats, the president's budget that he proposed last year and this year failed in the House and the Senate with not one Democratic vote. So the president doesn't even have a plan for a budget that the Democrats will vote for.
So you're saying at least they have a plan.
And the Senate Democrats haven't passed a budget for 3 years.
What do you think, Vince? Do the Democrats not have a plan?
They do have a plan. And let me tell you exactly. Let's talk about what John was just talking about. And let's talk about Paul Ryan. Paul Ryan essentially is part of the core group of folks that refused in the debt reduction committee that was created, refused to put in the House to put revenues discussions on the table. So he's part of the hardline, philosophically driven Republicans that will only do one thing, and that's consider half of the math, only tax cuts. They refuse irresponsibly to consider revenue. So he has been almost single-handedly one of those folks behind the scenes vetoing and pushing, I should say sabotaging, any efforts to get budget proposals forward in the House of Representatives. So to hear this discussion, frankly, is just it's sort of like the big watch the ball, watch where the ball's really going. Because let's talk back about this budget plan that he came forward with. Even after adjusting the Medicare plan, ultimately, the idea to privatize is still on the table. The idea to cut food stamps is still on the table. So you'd have like some 14 million or 10 million people cut from food stamps. 14 million would be high and dry, losing Medicare.
If it was privatized, you'd still have the system that
you'd still have. You would hear,
they did an analysis and an independent budget
still
analysis.
Still have the current option.
Here's the difference. They did an analysis, and here's the two critical facts that people would need to know. Number one, if it went into the private market the way that Paul Ryan would like it to see, and apparently Mitt Romney, seniors would end up paying $6,000 more in costs.
That's
and then
not
secondly,
true.
It is true. Look it up.
It would be funded by a voucher system. That's just not true.
And here's the other part of it. It then props up and invests in Wall Street. And the reality is we've seen what
Wall
a casino is if you're going to have a private investment system where they are
they're
investing.
Not privately investing in Medicare. They're getting
now,
a voucher.
What about Wall Street getting it?
They're not investing this money.
Who do you think is going to provide the services?
It's
going to be sold in Wall Street. These big insurance companies.
Wait a minute. let me finish. All the proposal is that you can have a choice between the current fit system Or you can take a voucher check for that same amount of money and buy your own private health insurance. It's got nothing to do with investing in Wall Street. You know, I want to point out that Paul Ryan and the Republicans in the House have passed four budget plans, and they are sitting currently in the U.S. Senate, and the Senate, Harry Reid, will not even let those plans be voted on. It's not that there isn't a budget proposal. Harry Reid has not passed a budget for over 1,000 days, will not even let a budget be proposed. So the House Democrats have proposed a budget. Now, he may not like the budget, but it gives you a place to start. And he's talking about revenues. We have more revenues in this country than we've ever had before. The problem is not lack of money. The problem is that we are spending because we are overspending, Vince. That's the problem.
You guys will not. Everything
What have you ever heard the president? What's the president's plan to cut? He has never said what his plan to cut except cut the military.
No, that's not true at all. He said,
I don't know what
cut
it is.
Tax, he said cut on lower income folks and higher income folks.
You're
should
talking
pay a higher
taxes.
Amount.
Well, where I'm do you talking revenue? About what,
well, that's
what
part of revenues. That's revenues.
What spending is he going to cut? He refuses to talk about cutting any spending, and that's where the problem is.
We'll continue with this.
And he hasn't got a plan.
If you'd like to join in the conversation, 790-2040. Do you think the Ryan selection is a good one? If so, tell us why, or if not, I'd like to hear from you.
Inside Pyramid Federal Credit Union, customer service is what we do. Outside, community service is who we are. Inside, we help generations achieve their financial goals. Outside, we help those in need. We reach out to our members. We reach out to our community. Because Pyramid Federal Credit Union is passionate about one thing, people. Pyramid Federal Credit Union, improve your financial life.
Noble Hops Gastro Pub is for people who revere their beer and their food. Noble Hops specializes in high-quality, delicious food and offers an impressive, ever-changing selection of handcrafted beers from around the world with more than 24 on tap. Noble Hops, a pub for foodies at the southeast corner of La Canada and Lambert in Oro Valley, and always on the web at noblehopspub.com and on Facebook. As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com, or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com.
For 5 years, the RTA has been delivering our promise to you, finishing over 400 projects, including 5 major roadways, with more than a dozen projects underway, including the modern streetcar in downtown Tucson. Please use caution and obey all traffic signs. The RTA has ongoing support of expanded SunTran, SunVan service, SunExpress, and SunShuttle neighborhood service. Your tax dollars create jobs and make travel around our region faster and safer. The RTA, delivering our promise to you.
Splendido at Rancho Vistoso in Oro Valley is one of Southern Arizona's crown jewels. You will find that the services and amenities offered at Splendido rival those of a fine resort. But what sets Splendido apart is a continuum of health care that allows for a full life today, knowing tomorrow is secure. As a true continuing care retirement community, Splendido offers priority access to on-site assisted living, skilled nursing, and memory support care if ever needed. Find out more at SplendidoTucson.com.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
A simple solution to foot and lower back problems could be a top-quality, custom-made foot orthotic created by Bob Novak. A certified pet orthist, Bob is the best in Southern Arizona in the creation of the right foot support that your body needs and at a price you can afford. Please give Bob Novak a call, 795-2553, or visit him at Arizona Lemon Brace, Rosemont and Fifth Street. Your feet will thank you every day.
Welcome back to the Monday Political Face-Off presented by Mose Gowrie and Fine Framing at Fort Lowell and Dodge and at MoseGowrie.com. Mose has it all for you when it comes to custom frame mirrors. They have some great art there. They'll frame your pictures. They'll actually come out to your home. Mo takes care of everything. He'll even hang the product for you in your home. Vince Ribago and John Munger with me on the Monday Political Face-Off. Vince, do you think this hurts the Republicans in Florida, which is kind of a swing state, is a swing state? Yeah,
I think when you bring forth these ideologies and by embracing Paul Ryan, he's embracing these ideologies of privatizing Social Security, privatizing Medicare and Medicaid. In fact, privatizing whatever he can't privatize in the federal government, he'll then shift off to the states. I mean, that's the issue. And the one big point that I was mentioning earlier, that there's these two big issues, and we discussed one already. So I think it hurts him. Yes, it hurts him in any state where there's a considerable number of seniors. Helps him in the Midwest because he's from the Midwest, so people might know him more. He's relatively unknown outside the Beltway, frankly, mm-hmm. except for in policy circles who are fighting about these issues of budgets. But ultimately, at the end of the day, when you go back and even look at his modified budget proposals, it does not resolve the debt. It does not resolve the debt until 2040. So the mm-hmm. problem is there's a lot of talk. It increases – he buys into to massive spending in other areas. Tax cuts – for the richest, making the poor pay. It is true. That's part of this whole problem.
Yeah, that is not
that it's
true.
More of the same.
That's another Democratic scare tactic.
And the reality is at the end of the day, you have Mitt Romney who's been running on this campaign that we need a businessman. We need a businessman to get in there, someone from private sector. Washington is broken. We're tired of Washington insiders. What does he do? He picks somebody that's never worked a day outside of Washington in the last 20 years.
Let's talk about the president who's never had a private job. Joe Biden's never had a private job. They're both lifelong politicians or been in the service.
They're not running on Mitt Romney's campaign theme.
Yeah, that's the
they're difference.
Not running. That's the thing. They're not running on anything but failure. We have had
he's bought into that congressional failure.
We've got an economy. The president promised to cut deficits. He's increased deficits. He's promised that we would be at 5.6% unemployment. We're 8.3 and rising. Last time it's gone up. This president is in the mode of what I think Paul Ryan talked about, selling to the public a new normal of relative poverty. Decline. The president is managing decline. He's got no budget. He's got no plan. He's never talked about cutting anything from spending. What the Democrats want to talk about is this old divide and conquer thing. Try to convince the public that the Romney plan is to cut taxes for the wealthy. That's not what the plan is. The plan is to cut tax rates for everyone and clean out the deductions so that we have a budget, a revenue neutral tax plan that is simpler with lower rates but fewer deductions. That's what they're calling cutting taxes for the rich, and it's just not true. But they will not. The key, Bill, is that they will not talk about cuts in spending. They just will not do it. Look, this country is broke. We are as broke per capita as Greece is. We are broke. We have California is broke. We have city after city going bankrupt. States would be going bankrupt if they were legally allowed to be going bankrupt. And the president has no plan. His budgets won't even pass with a single Democratic vote. Harry Reid will not pass a budget in the Senate.
So you like this decision, John Munger, because it's putting the cards on the table.
On the table. This is a realignment election. This finally puts the issues on the table. The Democrats want to scare everybody, but the public is going to finally have to listen to the truth.
What is this going to be? Scare tactics?
These aren't scare tactics. These are the policy results of the Romney-Ryan approach, and that's why Democrats are happy to see him embrace so brazenly, go from a vague campaign to picking someone
like Ryan. So what's
like
the president's
Ryan.
Plan?
So let's talk about what those visions will do
to this
country.
Let me talk about
country.
The president's
well, you
plan.
Well, you can talk about when you talk, and I'll talk about what they're going to do to this country.
What is the president's plan?
If you look
plan?
At Paul Ryan's plan, and you look at Don't rely on what I'm telling you. You can go, for example, to the Center for Budget Policy Priorities.
Do you want to answer John's question real quickly? Does the president have a plan?
Yes, he has a plan.
What
if
is
if
it?
Congress sends him a plan, Congress, and he doesn't run Congress, you have to understand. See, that's the thing that John wants to push it off on the president. He's not a dictator.
Leader,
he doesn't rule by fiat.
Where's the leadership?
So that's the reality.
Where is the leadership?
So don't rely on me.
Okay, go ahead.
Don't rely on me. You can go to the Center for Budget Policy Priorities. They looked at this vision. And afterwards, the lowest income, after their tax, their income would reduce. The richest, those making over a million, theirs would increase. And if you look at – read the New Yorker. You had an independent economist, and he looked at this plan, Robert Greenstein. The Ryan vision and philosophy, that vision would likely produce the largest redistribution of income from the bottom, those who make the least, going upwards to the top. And that's exactly why you had people like Newt Gingrich say this is radical right-wing social engineering, because it is going to radically change this country. The poor and the have-nots are going to have less. The richer are going to have more.
So you're saying the rich are going to get richer and the poor are going to get poorer.
Absolutely. Well, absolutely. That's exactly what's going to happen.
The truth
and so it's more of the same.
The truth of the matter is they're going to simply reduce rates and cut deductions with a revenue neutral plan. And that what you know, this is classic Democratic politics. You can criticize all you want, but what's the president's plan? This is supposed to be the president of the United States. This is the guy that's supposed to lead us through these hard times. This is the guy that promised us 5.6 unemployment. He had his own fully controlled Democratic House and Senate for 2 years. He got everything done he wanted done. There is no excuse for us being in this situation if his plans worked. His plans didn't work. This is a failed president. And yet the Democrats don't want to go back to talk about somebody
Here's
with a
the irony.
Plan.
Okay.
They don't want to talk about other people's plan, even though they don't have one for themselves.
You know what the first plan was?
What?
To fix the global disaster that the Bush administration and the casino Wall Street policies.
This is now Obama's
policies.
Economy,
No,
Vince.
See, the thing is the Republicans like to pretend like
but
President
you're saying
Obama.
The first priority
was
to fix a
massive mess, and we're still
this
not
is,
out of it. So the
is
problem
the
is this, is they want to pretend.
We've ever
they,
had.
Let him
look,
finish
here's
second.
The thing. They want to pretend like President Obama walked into office and they said, oh, here's as much money as you need. Here's the majority you have. Go ahead, accomplish your vision. And that's a false story. It's a false dilemma. They've been trying to sell it to the public. Look, at the end of the day, the reality is he's doubled down on policies that help the rich and do not help the middle class. You know, here's an irony, and I'll leave this to John. He can finish up and talk about what his vision is and what the Republicans' vision is, because it's going to devastate this country.
Because you don't have one.
No, well, we do have one, and it's lower taxes for the middle class, build up the middle class, invest in the infrastructure of this country, invest in roads and bridges, and the reality is the Republicans have been fighting this every step of the way. You know, before Paul Ryan went into Congress, you know what he did when he worked in college? He sold bologna. He worked for Oscar Mayer Wiener,
and he's
still going to sell bologna to
the
American people.
Here's the gutter
it's
politics
the same old
again.
Bologna. Hey, no, it's just
here's
a metaphor for what you're going to get. You're going to get the same old bologna that the Bush elitists have been pushing on this country for years, and it has not worked.
The bottom income half of the country, including that bottom half of the middle class, pay no taxes at all.
The bottom
50% of the public, 47%, pay no federal taxes at all. So, you know, how can you be treated more fairly than that?
Look,
so now let me finish. I'll let you
go
finish.
Ahead. Right.
Okay,
I'll tell
ahead,
you
John.
The problem is that this president has failed, and you heard Vince saying, oh, this isn't his fault. Hope and change has turned into wine and blame. And all they can do is make excuses. There is no plan. His budget proposal, if you look at his budget proposal, the president's, and what the deficits are in 2040, we've balanced the budget over a long-term plan to get spending back in control, and his budget has an additional $25 trillion in deficit.
John Munger, Vince Urbago, thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right. Monday Political Face-Off, sponsored by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing at Fort Lowell and Dodge and at moesgallery.com. Family-owned and run since 1985. Check out Moe's for all of your framing needs. He's got great mirrors, art, and they'll even come out to your home to hang your pictures. We'll be back.
SRN News. I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. There was gunfire today near the campus of Texas A&M University. Police in College Station, Texas, report two officers and one civilian wounded, and a suspect is in custody. There's word today from Chicago. Doctors say that Congressman Jesse Jackson Jr. is being treated for bipolar disorder. He's taken a leave of absence from Congress. Vice President Biden weighing in on Mitt Romney's choice of a running mate. At a rally in Durham, North Carolina today, Biden mocked those who call Paul Ryan's budget plan a bold attempt to fix the country's fiscal problems. Updating the numbers on Wall Street, the Dow down about 52 points. The NASDAQ is off 4, the S&P 4 points lower as well. More details at srnnews.com.
The RTA, delivering our promise to you during the past 5 years, completing over 400 projects, including 5 major roadways. Projects underway include the modern streetcar in downtown Tucson, Cold Road Extension to Sabino Canyon Road, and Speedway from Camino Seco to Houghton. Please watch for workers and obey all traffic signs. Your tax dollars create jobs and make travel in our region faster and safer. The RTA, delivering our promise to you.
For more than 40 years, Pima Community College has helped our neighbors realize their dreams, prepare for meaningful employment, improve their quality of life, and build a better community. We haven't done it alone. Your continuing investment in education has made it possible for us to prepare hundreds of thousands of Southern Arizonans for jobs. Today's PCC students will be tomorrow's firefighters, nurses, police officers, teachers, and small business owners, the backbone of a smart, thriving Tucson and Pima County. Our region has not been immune to the unprecedented economic challenges of the past few years. During this time, PCC has prided itself on offering crucial programs and services at an extremely affordable price. We remain one of Arizona's best education bargains. With your ongoing support, we look forward to embarking on new directions and building new community connections that ensure the people of Pima County will prosper today and in the future. For more information, contact us at 206-4500 or visit us at pima.edu. Pima Community College, developing our community through learning.
If you're having foot or lower back pain, you're not alone. My foot doctor recommended custom foot orthotics created by Bob Novak. Bob is a certified pet orthist and best in Southern Arizona at creating just the right foot support at a price you can afford. Please give Bob Novak, the owner of Arizona Limb and Brace, a call at 795-2553 or visit Bob at Rosemont and Fifth. I did, and my feet thank me every day.
If you love antiques like I do, I strongly suggest a visit to Adobe House Antiques, specializing in early 20th century European and American Western art. They also have a fantastic selection of antique light fixtures. Adobe House Antiques in the Jostler Design Building at 2700 North Campbell. Adobe House Antiques, 325-9439. That's 325-9439.
12:34 now on the Buckmaster Show. We are off and running on this new week. Hope you're having a great day so far. Arts, hiking, birding, you can explore Mogollon, the ghost town, Silver City's historic downtown, Silver City, Grant County, New Mexico, a great, cool weekend getaway. After all, the elevation there is pushing 6,000 feet. It's only 3.5 hours east of Tucson. Plenty of great places to stay, including Continental Divide RV Park, Faywood Hot Springs Resort, and Georgetown Cabins. For more information, check out Silver City, Grant County at southwestnewmexico.org. Tucson Fire Department is kicking off a new public service campaign. It's called Do Something. Joining us now on the Buckmaster Show live line is Tucson Fire Captain Barrett Baker. Mr. Baker, Captain Baker, has been with TFD for 12 years, including 5 years as a firefighter and 6 years as an engineer. Captain Baker, thanks for being with us.
Pleasure to be here. Thanks for having me.
You know, and those words, those two words, do something, it's probably the most frustrating thing that you and your colleagues hear, isn't it?
Well, this campaign was actually launched from a fire station for that very reason. A captain and his crew were basically lamenting the fact that there's so little that you can do when you get to the scene and a parent comes up to you and shakes you and says, you know, do something, do something. And they launched this idea that if we could maybe get this message out, that instead of saying, do something, please, that we could just flip it and say, please do something. And that do something is a very small thing, and yet it would have immeasurable, you almost can barely put it into words what it would do. If you just put that bike helmet on your child, if you put him in the car seat rather than keeping him on your lap or in the front seat, if you ignore the phone rather than getting up and going and answering the phone when your child is around water. I mean, those are just three examples that we really, really hit on with this campaign. But, you know, we'd like to be proactive rather than reactive. And if we could avoid ever having to go to another call involving a child in this sort of circumstances, that would be ideal for us.
Want to call attention to Mayor Rothschild's news conference that's coming up at 1 o'clock. He'll be presenting a plaque to 11-year-old Alexandra Tucker. Alexandra saved her best friend from drowning, and it really calls attention, doesn't it, Captain, to this Drowning Impact Awareness Month and to the PSA campaign, Do Something.
Well, I mean, June, July, August, September, I mean, when the temperatures go up, kids are going to be around. And that's really when we have to be, you know, just on top of things every moment. And the ABCs of drowning prevention, you know, the active adult supervision, you got to have an eye on your kids at all times when they're around water, the barriers, fences, you know, don't have things resting up against fences or to where kids can climb over. And the C is the classes, you know, the adult CPR courses and then the swimming lessons for children when age appropriate. So by sticking to the ABCs, we really feel like that's going to help us minimize the amount of drownings and near drownings that we have to respond to.
Barrett Baker is with us. He's a captain with the Tucson Fire Department. We're talking about a campaign called Do Something. What does the campaign consist of, Captain?
Well, at this point in time, we've filmed 3 PSAs, both in English and Spanish. We've tried to blister the airwaves and the TV waves with everything that we can do to get those out. And, you know, hopefully on all of the cable, all the radio, the internet, just to get that one parent to say, it's not okay for you to go out and ride your bicycle without your helmet on. You know, just what we reiterated. Those are just 3 examples that we really hit on with the PSAs. The drowning prevention, the bike safety, and the car seat safety. But, I mean, it's your everyday life. And if you can just take that extra moment, do something to keep your kids safe, then you won't have to ever rewind the clock. And that's the point of the commercials that we filmed. We show the actual emergency happen. We show the fire crews arrive on scene to render care. We show that parent at their worst moment pleading for you to do something. And then we show we rewind the clock. And we go back to that moment where the decision has to be made to do something. And those 3 things, by doing that, you know, we just want to have an effect on somebody. We want it to be emotional. we want it to hit you in the gut when you see it so you never have to go through that yourself.
What's the summer been like here as we start to wind down the summer? Has this been another summer filled with drowning tragedies?
Well, the way I would look at that is if there's ever any drowning, and that's probably one too many because drownings are something that can be prevented. Again, the ABCs, if you're watching your kids at all times, which I realize is difficult, but that's why there's three steps to it. It's the adult supervision. It's the barriers preventing those kids from getting to water. And then again, if you know CPR, you're giving your child, you're your child's first responder, you're giving them a head start of 3 to 4 minutes before emergency services could get there of possibly rendering CPR and saving their life.
So are we getting better in this awareness area? Getting back to, I know one tragedy is one too many, but is the message getting through? I think that's my question to you.
We feel like it is. We feel like it is. And the local media has been fantastic, but join in this message to make sure that, you know, everybody knows that summertime equals drownings. And it's not only swimming pools, but it's, you know, the buckets of water. I mean, any amount of water is too much when it comes to an infant if they don't know how to swim. So if we religiously push this message, and we do feel like it's having a positive impact. We've had one terrible drowning this year in the city of Tucson, which was, you know, unfortunately from someone that had left a child unattended in a bathtub. Again, do something. It's that one moment where a decision's made that we're trying to get people to realize that it changes your life forever.
Yeah, that really is. That's horrible. And, you know, I think it gets down to the point where you just cannot leave a child unattended for really no matter ever.
No, ignore the doorbell. Ignore the phone call.
Yeah, if the phone call comes in, whatever it is, do not leave the child unattended. I think that's kind of the bottom takeaway message.
And it really hits home when you watch the commercial. It's a simple decision. It's picking your child up and just taking them with you. If you're in the bathtub, if they're in the bathtub, get them out. You know, it really is just that small of a thing that can make a huge impact on your life.
How about fencing around the pool?
Obviously, we'd recommend that for everybody because the more barriers you can put between a child and the water, the better. So make sure that your sliding glass doors are locked when you're inside. Make sure that you know you have a safety mechanism, to prevent them from opening the doors. The pools themselves, I mean, it doesn't do any good to have a pool if you leave it ajar. So make sure that they're closed and locked if you're not using them. So those are the little things. I mean, the more barriers you can put between your child and the water, the better chance you'll have of never having something like this happen.
How about the kids with the helmets? Isn't that a law that the children have to wear a helmet when they're out on a bicycle?
Well, I can certainly tell you this. It should be a law when it comes to protecting your children. It should be a parent's law if it's not a legal law. And I said today, you know, you don't ever watch a football game without seeing the players on the field wearing a helmet. You don't watch a batter step into the batter's box unless he has his helmet on. Why would it be any different if you're putting your child in harm's way by letting them ride their bike? If you get hit by a car, you're going to lose every time. And yet the helmet is the one thing that can protect your head. And, I mean, obviously, important to have the helmet. Cars hitting you, I mean, you're going to have some severe injuries regardless. But broken bones, you know, broken arms, broken legs, those things heal up. Broken, for lack of a better term, that's not going to heal up. So, again, every time you go out on your bicycle, you got to have that helmet on.
Captain Barrett Baker is with us, Tucson Fire Department. We're talking about a new public service campaign called Do Something. I would think this is good news to you and your colleagues. I mean, not only do people, when you hear that phrase, do something, it's very frustrating and I'm sure very high stress when you get back to the firehouse. You've been to these kinds of these events. But doesn't this feel a little better that you're moving in the right direction, at least doing something, so to speak?
We've been very happy with the campaign. I mean, it really does give you, I can tell you this, if you've ever been on a call involving anything child-related, whether it be a drowning or a bike accident, that's just one too many. We're parents, you know, we're human beings, we're fathers, we're mothers, before we're firefighters, and when you see some of these things that you go on, they stick with you for the rest of your life. It's not something that you can just turn off and forget. So if we can stop anyone from having to go through that in the future, by something as simple as a PSA, then it's a win-win for everybody.
Is there a place to, I guess, folks, if you watch TV, you're going to see these PSAs, right? I mean, they're everywhere.
We've rolled them out, and we're trying to get as many channels to cover them as possible. The Tucson Fire Department's Facebook page has a video section that has the PSAs on there. Our Twitter account has links to them. Our City of Tucson Fire Department main page when it comes to the web. I mean, we've really tried to get these things out as much as possible. Again, the more people we can reach, the better chance we have of preventing something like this.
Glad we could help at least get the word out to the Buckmaster Show listeners. Captain Baker, thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you for your time. Much appreciated, and I hope everyone has a safe day.
Thank you very much.
Hi, this is Al Zaragoza, the voice of Culligan Water in Southern Arizona. Even the highest efficiency washing machine won't make your laundry soft and bright if you have hard water. It's the same for your dishwasher with spotted glasses. So why not call the Culligan man? Culligan now has a high-efficiency water softener that virtually eliminates hard water problems throughout your entire home. Your laundry is brighter and softer, glasses and shower doors are spot-free, and soaps and detergents last longer. Plus, it saves you up to 46% in water, salt, and energy. So if you're looking for ways to end hard water problems and save money around the house, a Culligan high-efficiency water softener works wonders. In fact, it makes all of your high-efficiency appliances work better and last longer. Thanks to Culligan, 100% satisfaction guarantee, your future, your home, and your laundry are guaranteed to be brighter. Call Culligan Water at 792-9700. 792-9700. Culligan. Better water, pure and simple.
Think credit unions don't have the locations or ATM networks that the big banks do? Think again. Pyramid Federal Credit Union offers fee-free ATM access at 120 ATMs in Southern Arizona and 60,000 ATMs throughout the country, plus free shared branch access at credit unions nationwide. And the convenience continues online with free bill pay and 24/7 online banking. So no matter where you are, you're just around the corner from Pyramid Federal Credit Union. What are you waiting for? Open your account today. Pyramid Federal Credit Union. Improve your financial life.
Vero Amore restaurants are known as the place for fresh and healthy pizzas, pastas, paninis, salads, and more. Every flavorful dish is handcrafted using the finest local and imported ingredients available. Vero Amore's award-winning wood-fired pizzas, certified authentic by the world-renowned Verace Pizza Napolitana Academy, is pizza perfection. Vero Amore, North Swan at Camp Lowell, and in Marana at Dove Mountain, and on the web at veroamorepizza.com and on Facebook.
There are a million people in metropolitan Tucson, and they have a million stories to tell. That's why there is TucsonCitizen.com, the voice of Tucson. Nearly 100 citizen journalists and bloggers, including the Buckmaster Show, report the news and provide perspective, opinion, and information about everything from local politics to the Arizona Wildcats. Visit TucsonCitizen.com today to read what you can't find in traditional media or to contact us to add your voice to the voice of Tucson, TucsonCitizen.com.
Why should you fly out of TIA? Easy. Do the math. First, airfares are extremely competitive, so you won't spend more on your tickets. Second, you'll save at least 4 hours of your precious time, not to mention a bunch of money on gas. Third, covered parking right by the terminal is only $9 a day. And fourth, TIA offers daily nonstop service to many of your favorite destinations. So, what does it all add up to? Easy. Fly TIA. It's the way to go.
Splendido at Rancho Vistoso in Oro Valley is a very special place, offering a continuum of healthcare in a resort atmosphere. Splendido received two 2007 Best of 50 Plus Housing Awards from the National Association of Home Builders for overall best continuing care retirement community and interior design. Splendido offers priority access to on-site assisted living, skilled nursing, and memory support care if ever needed. Find out more at SplendidoTucson.com.
My name is Mark Layton, and I'm the IT guy over at O'Neill Printing. In order to serve my Tucson clients, I've got to be able to quickly receive files up to 10 gigs in size. That's why we made the switch to Cox Business. We used to have an internet connection that could barely handle more than 2 file uploads at a time. With Cox Business, our connection is 10 times faster, and our bill is 40% less. Now that's what I call a no-brainer.
Get to know the business side of Cox at coxbusinessaz.com.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show, 12:49 right now in this portion of the program presented by Splendido at Rancho Vistoso in Oro Valley, a true continuing care retirement community. Find out more at SplendidoTucson.com. Tanner Bell joins us now, a Republican who is running for District 3 Pima County Supervisor. Tanner, how are you?
I'm doing great, Bill. Thanks for having me.
Tanner had a good career at the U of A, a Wildcat football player, and then went on to form the Arizona Policy Institute, and now you're doing academic advising for the athletic department?
Yeah. I'm an academic counselor for our U of A football team, and I had the opportunity to get back in that. I spent 2.5 years in finance here in town and had an opportunity to get back in academic advising and academic counseling with football, and I jumped on it.
How about politics?
Oh, I think it's because I was a football player and I must have hit my head one too many times is probably why I decided to get into it. As I was telling you in the break, I'm from Monterey Bay, California. I grew up there. I was recruited to come out here and fell in love with the Sonoran Desert, fell in love with the University of Arizona. I'm a Wildcat through and through. And I had my family here, my friends were here, and I just decided that this was going to be the place that I wanted to put my roots down.
Tell me a bit about Arizona Policy Institute. I remember when you formed that, I think, a couple of years ago?
Yeah, for 2009.
Kind of a think tank?
Yeah, it was more on the lines of modeled after the Goldwater Institute up in the Phoenix area. And what we wanted to be for the community was that political watchdog, letting our elected officials know, hey, listen, there's an organization here that's going to hold you accountable and to task. So, that's ultimately what we tried to accomplish. We wanted to shine light where light wasn't necessarily shining before. So.
And now you've gotten into the race for Pima County Supervisor. I think this is the first time that all of the supervisors have competition. First time in maybe 20 years.
Yeah, it's been a long time, but I mean, you can just look around and coming out of this recession, I don't necessarily think we're out of the recession. There's just a lot of people who are hurting. And our community is in that position. Our roads are falling apart. There's a lot of our population who are living in poverty and they don't have the jobs that are available. To actually help them and get them out of it. So, I think that, there's a lot of us who are kind of on the same page. Hey, listen, a lot of these, people who have been in power, they've been in power for a long time. And I just think it's time, change is good. Change is not a bad thing. I like to, look at what Greg Byrne has done at the university in athletics, and he's done an absolutely incredible job down there in our athletic department. And there was a lot of people who were hesitant, to see Livin Good go. But, yeah. We got one of the best, and –
Your platform consists of, you've mentioned roads. What other issues are?
Jobs are a big thing for me. I think for so long we've developed this culture of hostility, and we've become a community of no. I think we need to get back to, government to me is the ultimate service. And we need to get back to how can I help you? What do you need? How can I help your business succeed? How can I help make your life easier? And that's what we need to get back to. And, this is not about Democrat or Republican. This is about the issues. Both Democrats and Republicans can both agree that they want a good job for themselves. They want a good job for their neighbor. They want to live in a clean environment. They want to have a quality education for their children. If I'm blessed to have children someday, I would like to, for them to have a great public education. And those are shared values. We need to get away from the partisan politics, and we need to get back to the basics, and I'm a goal-oriented guy. I'm a football guy. I'm an athlete my entire life, and you get people from all walks of life coming together to accomplish a certain task and a goal, and I think that's what we need to get more out of our our local government.
Are there some specifics about Democrat Sharon Brownson that that trouble you?
You know, she's been there for 16 years. I mean, I think 16 years is enough. You know, I'm grateful and thankful for her service, but I think that we need to take a different direction and we need to shake things up a bit. And I love the west side of town, you know, so I knew I wanted to run for office. I love the west side of town. I live the Tucson Mountains are beautiful. I have an unbelievable view of the Catalinas, and it's just a
great
place.
Huge district.
Enormous. 7,400 square miles.
I mean, all the way to Ajo. And
yeah, it's I kind of make the joke, you know.
You're going to need about three or four new sets of tires probably.
Yeah, I wish that there was three or four of me. You know, I'm pretty tall, so, you know, I'm walking all over the place, but it is a huge, huge district. A lot of rural, a lot of rural population. And
How about the issue of Rosemont Mine? Is that obviously Sharon Brownson and her colleagues have taken a stand against the mine?
Yeah, you know, it's for me, you know, I'm not in this race because of the Rosemont Mine. Ultimately, Rosemont's going to be decided from the state and federal. I'm kind of a purist. I believe in the rule of law, and ultimately, you know, Rosemont's going to be decided at higher levels. The county had a say in terms of the air quality, aspect of it, and that is now been passed along, and is now the Arizona took control of that permit. But, you know, this is going to be, you know, a county board of supervisors is not going to have much say at the end of the day, you know, for the Rosemont project.
Economic development?
Oh, economic development's huge. I actually was a regional development major at the University of Arizona, and I just look around, and, you know, that's I had a coach that once upon a time said that you're either green and growing or you're ripe and rotting. So economic development is absolutely going to be huge for us. What's the next, you know, the questions I present, you know, what's the next Raytheon? You know, if you look at what Raytheon is for us, I mean, originally started out at Hughes through mergers and acquisitions. I mean, that's a 60-year process. You know, what's our next Raytheon? You know, how full is our pipeline for some of these businesses? You know, I'm legislating and I want to be a supervisor for the future. So the things and the decisions that I make today are not for today. Decisions that we make today are for 10, 15, 20 years down the road. And I think that we're starting to see the decisions that were made 20, 15, 10, 5 years ago come to fruition now. So I'd like to just turn the ship and get going in a right direction where we encourage business. And
Tanner Bell is with us. Tanner is a Republican running against Sharon Brownson in District 3. You mentioned roads. What about the taxes? Are our taxes too high?
Well, four times higher than our neighbors up in Pima County. We're up in Pima County, up in Maricopa County. You know, absolutely. Are we that type of community? You know, can our community really afford, you know, the type of taxes, you know, that we have? I mean, we have, you know, when 20% of our kids here in this community are living in poverty, you know, can mom and dad really afford, you know, the taxes that we are paying? And what are the services that we're actually getting, you know, for those taxes? So, yeah, you know, that's not completely, you know, everything that I'm running for, but I think it has an issue, you know, it's definitely something that businesses look at whenever they decide to come and relocate. So, yeah, I think it's an aggregate effect of everything.
And education is obviously important too, because that's your career right now. You're advising young people, and you're working at the U of A.
Yeah, education. You know, it's not necessarily a huge county issue whatsoever, but education is absolutely huge. I was the first person from my family to have the opportunity to go and graduate from college. My dad said once upon a time, he said, "Son, you can either learn to work with your back or you can learn to work with your mind." And he had ways of making me not want to necessarily work with my back. I think I moved the wood pile probably 20, 30 times. I was pretty hard-headed as a young
kid.
Did
you come from a blue-collar family?
I did. Mom and dad. Mom would take care of us during the day, and dad would go to work, and then mom would work at night. So I very much came from blue collar. My dad, later on in life, became a small business owner and was able to get into that. But I grew up with the value of education and working hard. You know, generations ago, my grandparents were field workers. You know, my great grandparents were field workers, and that was something that I did as well. That was my first job. I worked in the fields, the artichoke fields. So if you're an artichoke fan, you probably ate some of the artichokes that I picked and watered. And
in Monterey County, I know the area very well. I have to ask you a football question, if you don't mind.
How
does the season look for you with Rich Rod, Coach Rodriguez?
You know, Coach Rodriguez, as I was telling you, we got one of the top coaches in the country. I am so optimistic for the future of this program. He is an incredible man.
Restored a lot of pride to the
program. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, absolutely. He is. He's a great guy. I put on a clinic about 3 weeks ago. We taught over 600 youth football coaches here in the community, and I went over to the office and I said, Rich Rod, would you come over and talk? He said, well, you know, I got 5-10 minutes. He ended up speaking to our youth football coaches for a half an hour.
That is cool.
Yeah.
Tanner Bell, thanks a lot. Where can folks get more information about your campaign?
My campaign, my website is votetannerbell.com. On there, I have Facebook, Twitter, email. Reach out to me. I'd love to be able to answer whatever questions that your audience has. And I'm just grateful. Thank you very much
for having
me on your show.
Good luck to you.
Thanks.
Bottled water on the Buckmaster Show provided by Culligan, offering the best drinking water and the largest variety of water treatment products and services available to your home or business. We like Culligan water. Well, why? Well, folks, it simply tastes better. That's going to do it for the Monday edition of the Buckmaster Show. Try to stay cool in this heat. Have a great day.
KVOI, Cortero, Tucson, and 930 KAPR.